Creation Evangelism, How Not to Use It.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on effective witnessing called Why Won't They Listen? Well, Ken, I thought creation evangelism was a highly effective way to communicate the truths of the gospel. So you're telling us there's a way not to use it?
Well, I was shocked to discover that some Muslim leaders were using their own form of creation evangelism, but they weren't using it to teach the gospel as founded in the literal history of Genesis, but using it to connect people to Islam. My brother Stephen lives in a part of Australia that has a growing Muslim population, and he experienced this firsthand. He heard a leading Islamic evangelist speak on the purpose of life and the design of our world. Now the speaker, an American and former churchgoer, boldly told the audience, "We should consider the rent we pay," as he called it, "for our amazing bodies and surroundings." The speaker went on to say that we need a system designed to help us be grateful to the benefactor and conform to his rules. That system is Islam and its book, the Quran, he said. Now, it answers in Genesis, our mission is not just to convert people to believe in creation, but to teach people the truths of God's word so they can reach out with the gospel to the lost believers of false religions like Islam.
In our future Creation Museum, we'll present what's called the Seven Seas of History as visitors walk through the history presented in the Bible. Read Ken Ham's free booklet on this topic when you go to our website, answersradio.com.